You know what? That spin really makes me laugh. I heard Planned Parenthood's president make that kind of remark at the scrum after the argument, and I just shook my head. I was in the courtroom, and I don't know what she's talking about. The two family-owned businesses in this case are half-owned by women. Barbara Green founded Hobby Lobby with her husband, David Green, in their garage. And she's the one who stepped up to the microphone yesterday, and she explained to America the way that the contraceptive mandate imposes a burden on her religious beliefs and on the religious beliefs of her daughter and on the religious beliefs, frankly, of millions of other American women who say, fine, contraceptives, buy them if you want to, but if your contraceptives cause abortions, don't make me pay for them. So this is not an issue of men versus women. This is an issue of conscience. And you know what? When we were in the courtroom yesterday, it's clear that that's the way the justices understood it as well. There was no talk about fundamental equality between men and women. That just wasn't an issue. The only time women's rights came up, it's in the small r rights of the right that was created 2 years ago by Congress in the ACA to get some of these contraceptives for free. That's the only time women's rights came up. The rest of the focus was on religious liberty, the rights of conscience, whether pro-life doctors have the ability to say, no, I'm not going to perform an abortion, or whether the government can steamroll their conscience rights and make them do so if it wants to. That's what was at issue yesterday.